This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're continuing on from our delightful Stoicism conversations. I'm still in January in The Daily Stoic, so for those of you that don't know, The Daily Stoic, written by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. And if you're curious on Stoicism, either A, Google it and YouTube it yourself, or jump on the Mood Prep online group, which I've put a little video in there yesterday, which is an easy sort of place to start to understand Stoicism and Stoic philosophy. Either way, today I'm going to read through a quote by Epictetus and then Ryan Holiday's breakdown of that, and then I'll give you my own thoughts on that as well. So here we go. Today is generally this, or it's not today, but in the Daily Stoic, it's January the 17th, and it's reboot the real work. I am your teacher, and you are learning in my school. My aim is to bring you to completion, unhindered, free from compulsive behavior, unrestrained, without shame, free, flourishing, and happy. Looking to God in things great and small. Your aim is to learn and diligently practice all these things. Why then don't you complete the work? If you have the right aim, and I have both the right aim and right preparation, what is missing? The work is quite feasible, and is the only thing in our power. Let go of the past. We must only begin. Believe me, and you will see. Epictetus, yet another great Stoic scholar. And then Ryan comes down, he breaks it down, should I say. Do you remember in school or early in your life being afraid to try something because you feared you might fail at it? Most teenagers choose to fool around rather than exert themselves. Half-hearted, lazy, effort gives them a ready-made excuse. It doesn't matter, I wasn't even trying. As we get older, failure is not so inconsequential anymore. What's at stake is not some arbitrary grade or some sort of basic sports trophy, but the quality of your life and your ability to deal with the world around you. Don't let that intimidate you, though. You have the best teachers in the world, the wisest philosophers who ever lived, and not only are you capable, the professor is asking for something very, very simple. Just begin the work. The rest follows. So, really straightforward, passage today, really. I think it's something that, you know, looking at it in the sense of reboot the real work, and I know this is something that I have previously got stuck on. I've done all the thinking, I've done all, like, you know, problem solving with it, I've done all the research on it, I've done all of it, and I just actually haven't done any fucking work on it, right? I haven't started doing the actual work, and it's like, you've got the diet, you've got the exercise program, now it's time to do the work. What's stopping you, right? And this for most people is in other areas of life, and we've seen it in so many areas of our lives. We'd almost be lying if we said we didn't have an area in our life we do it. And sometimes we're like, no, I work my ass off, I study or I do this. It's like, yeah, but is there possibly something that, you know, you really genuinely want to do and you're avoiding it by doing the work you're doing now? I mean, like, really start to look inside and pull this apart for yourself. So the things that I found really interesting about this was in his in Epictetus's quote, where he goes, firstly, let go of the past. It's like, he goes, let go of the past, we must only begin, believe me and you will see, right? Let's have a look at that for a second. Let go of the past. It's like, how many of us are holding on to our past? And I said this quote, if not in a podcast, I said it in a video just the other day. It's like, one of the last things we'll let go of is our suffering. It's like, our suffering from the past, it's like, in order to move on, we have to be able to learn and to know, we have to see it and be able to let go of it. Like, acknowledge the suffering, acknowledge the past, know it served a purpose. But if you truly want to step into a new stage in your life, you cannot bring the old baggage. And so that's the whole thing about letting go of the past. Your past does not dictate your future unless you want it to. Now he goes, we must only begin. Let's have a look at that. We must only begin. What does that mean? It's like, well, every fucking day when you get up, begin, start. Don't delay the start. Don't think of all the other things you have to do. Just start. We must only begin. Begin. Believe me and you will see. And it's one of the things that's like, I don't believe it. I'm not sure I can do it. I have all these doubts, you know. It gets to a point where it's like, but you don't know. you do not know until you genuinely move through it and give it a try, until you actually commit to it, right? It's not even trying, it's going past that, it's committing to it, your whole being, and then you will truly know. And it's repetition. I mean, you know everything about this, right? But it's a matter of going, how often do we talk ourselves out of it? And it's just like, what is that conversation? Does that conversation say, why don't you give it a try and see how you go? I had this conversation with someone just the other day. It's like, yep, look, you've done the work. You've done the excavating on yourself. You've done that work. Now it's time to do the practical work. Now it's time to do the physical work. Now it's time to sell your product, sell your service. Now it's time to tell your story genuinely and make some change. It's time to begin, right? Sure, when you plant a seed or a tree, Rilo, when you plant a tree, it's going to go down and then it'll come up. And it has to. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you've gone in, you've done the work there. Maybe it's now time to do the work on top of that. You know what I'm talking about. He goes on then to say, the other thing Ryan says is that you have the best teachers in the world, the wisest philosophers who ever lived. And the other thing we have to understand is that we live in fucking exponentially amazing times. I mean, truly amazing, amazing times. We literally have access to so much content of genuine educational, like life transformational content that we could never even listen to it all or watch it all or read it all. It's like you have everything at your disposal apart from a particular mindset that could literally change your life, and then not even just change yours. This is something that we have to understand, is that when we change our life, we don't just change our life. I get to change my kid's life. I get to change their kid's life, right? So when someone comes in and they're like, I really want to lose weight, I know that I don't just have an opportunity to help them lose weight so I can take a before and after. I have an opportunity to impact this person's fucking grandchild. And that's what you should be doing. That's how you should be seeing it. It's like, it goes significantly deeper when we work on ourselves than just ourselves. It changes generations. And when we see that, when we understand that, and when we know that we have the best teachers at our disposal, all we need to do is look for them and ask for help. We get to change a fucking generation. And that, my friends, is beautiful. That means everything. And that is the only reason you need, the only, to go out there and be able to make a change for yourself, because it's no longer for yourself. It's for people who haven't even walked this earth yet. So, to finish it off from that passage, it's like, just begin. It's the art of the start, right? When all is said and done, more is said and less is done. And don't be that person. If you stay where you are, you stay a fool. I'm a fool today to the person I am tomorrow. Remember that, okay? Get out there. It's time to start. If you want to know the art of the start, it's literally starting, right? You can sit there and you can talk about it. You can put strategy and tactics together for as long as you want, but the person that starts will be ahead. So get to it, team. Thank you very much. If you found this very beneficial, I would love it if you share it with a friend who you think would also find it beneficial. Otherwise, as always, jump online, jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online. It should be in the comments of this post as well, on Podbean at least, maybe not iTunes, but otherwise you should be able to find the group from there. I'd love it if you would find me on Instagram at DDNix and on YouTube under Dave Nixon. Otherwise, team, until next time, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unlearned.